We are learning Masechta Shabbos, and we are learning Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of the Amud of Nun Zayin Amud Beis by the two dots. It said in the Mishnah in Mekvoyis we just learned that Tanakhama said that Chutei Tzemer, Chutei Pishton, you have wool or flax or tzuyos in the heads of the banos, and the children, and you braided the head, it's a chatzitza. Rav Yehuda said, Shot Tzemer v'shal Seyar, ein chaytzin v'shemayim ba'om lehem. So he clearly argues on Tzemer on the Tanakhama. Om Rav Yitzchak Rav Yehuda Mashmua, Loch Rav Yehuda Chutei Seyar. We passing like Rav Yehuda regarding Chutei Seyar, that if you tie your hair with other hair, it's not a chatzitza. Because it can't be so tight, like we said, it cannot be so tight. Om Le Abayo, Halacha, Machlal de Pligi. If you're saying it's Halacha, it must be that there's a Machlaikas. It must be the Tanakhama argues. And you really don't see anything about Tanakhama about this. So it's mashma. If you say Allah Kuru, that means Tanakama argues. V'chitei may lav the shavinim with Tanakama. Dari v'chutei seyer. If not, that he heard from the Tanakama that the Tanakama asks chutei seyer. Iu nami loyav amayri. If not, the Rehuda heard about chutei seyer. That's also he wouldn't have said it's mutter. And that's Uriah. There must be a machlokes. And that you're saying who passed like Rehuda, but it's not true. But Dilma Kashem Kamalu. Maybe he knew the Tanakama didn't talk about seyer. Talk about wrapping your hair with the other hair. But he's just saying kashem. He's saying hey, the medusa loy v'chutei seyer. Just like you made it to be a chutei seyer, that it's not tight enough to make a chatzitza. Oydlu nami chutei tzemer. You should made me also that by chutei tzemer, that also is not a chatzitza. You know that's what he meant to say. He just meant to say kashem. And itma we tackle on like that. Amar Nachman Mashmul moedim chachamim Rav Yehuda v'chutei seyer. The Chacham never argued that Tanakama is moedim to Rav Yehuda that chutei seyer is not a chatzitza. Tayin Avahochi, we talk about the Brice like that, Chutei Tzemer, Choytetzim, Chutei Seyer, Ein Choytetzim. First, the Brice, the Tanakama holds Chutei Tzemer is a Chatzitza, but Chutei Seyer is not. Rehuda Emer, Shal Tzemer, Vishal Seyer, Ein Choytetzim, both are not a Chatzitza. Om Rav Nachman Yitzchok, Mestisim Nami Deka. Even the Mishnah itself, our Mishnah, is mashed like that, which is a Mishnah later on in this parak, Daf Samach Dal on Beis. And it's also mashed like that. The Torah says in the Mishnah, Yoytze Isha, Isha is allowed to go out with Chutei Seyer, Bein Mishalah, Bein Mishal Chavrata. She go out with hair wrapped around her own hair, Sivert, her own hair wrapped around the hair, or someone else's hair. Because hair cannot be tied enough. So Mani, who's this Mishalait on? Ilam Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda. I feel the Chutei Tzemer Nami. Even he holds Chutei Tzemer, it's also Mutter. Why Dafka Chutei Seyer? And Armor says Chutei Tzemer is also. So it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Elab Rabbanani. And still, the Mishal says Chutei Seyer is Mutter. Shvamina, Chutei Seyer loy pligi Shvamina. And therefore, there's no purpose saying halacha like Rav Yehuda by Seyer, because that's Taka, everyone agrees that Seyer is not a chatzitza at all. So the Gemara Vayit, it's said in the Mishnah, talking about different type of ornaments that an Isha wears, you know, like Rav Shiram, those ornaments, because he might take it off to show people. And one of them was a Teitefes, and the Mishnah said, Loi b'Teitefes, Loi b'Sarbita. And we learn in this Gemara exactly what they are. My Teitefes. The Gemara first attempts to say one shot, and Marza slug it up. My Teitefes, Om Rav Yosef, Chumarta de Katifta. It's a type of knot that you hang on the neck that is made to, it's like a kameya, and it's made to chase away the ayin hara. It's a type of a knot, maybe some besom in it. You hang it on your neck, it's made to chase away ayin hara. And it's saying, you're not allowed to wear this on Shabbos. I'm like, Abaya, Tavik kameya mumcha, with history. You're allowed to wear a kameya mumcha, a kameya that works. It says in the Mishnah later on that a choylo is allowed to go out with a kameya that a mumcha prepared on Shabbos. And you're allowed to go out with it. So here also, if everyone knows that this works, so therefore, why shouldn't you be able to go out with it? There's no chash you're going to show it to someone. There's no chash. It's a kameh. You're not going to take it off. You want it to stay safe. So it can't be pshat into tapas. Amar Rav Yehuda was made abaya apizyainu. It's a type of tachshit that they wear on their forehead. And we'll see later on, it's like a headband. It's like a headband type of shape. And either you put it across your forehead, or, and then it goes on two sides, or you put it up to down over your head, like tackle like a headband. That's what this is. That's the shape of it. And it's made out of gold or silver. That's what it's made out of. And that's the type of tachshir it is. Up is yain. Tainam hachi. Yoytzi isha besfacha hamuzabes. The loch is that you're allowed to go out with a head covering that's made out of, it has gold threads in it. And what's the reason? Because the head covering you never did take off. You don't want to uncover your hair in the Shus Rabbim. And with Teitafos v'Sarvitim HaKvuim Ba. And with Teitafos and Savutim that are attached to it. So you see from here And the reason why we like that when it's attached to it is because you're not going to uncover your head, and since it's attached to the head covering, therefore it's going to go out. What do you see? That the tefes is something that's an ornament that's attached to the head covering. If it was a vart of ayin hara, you don't attach it to the head covering. So it's a raya that the tefes is this type of ornament. So to Gemara Vayta, so ezu tefes, ezu sabitim. We were waiting for this a long time. What's the tefes? What's sabitim? Our Avol Gemara explains tefes hamakefes law ma'ozin la'ozin. It goes around your forehead from ear to ear. Again, we said it like looks like a headband type of thing, and it goes from ear to ear. Sabitim, and it's tight and it sticks on your head. Sarbitim hamagin lo ad lechaya. That goes above your head and comes down until your jaws. Am Rav Huna, ani oisin oisoy shaminet tzevayim. People don't can afford it. They make these ornaments out of different type of cloth and threads and begadim. And ashirois oisoy shal kesef zav. They make these ornaments out of gold and silver. It says vayta in the Mishnah leseitzei. Isha bekovel l'sharavim, but it's mutter to go out on the chotzer. We said the reason is because we want her to have a bissel jewelry. We want her to have, but in sharavim she now like go out with a kovel. What is a kovel? I'm Rav Yana. Kovel zeh eini yedei mahu. What is that? Is a kovel? We said in the Mishnah something, but this tomorrow's going to say what it really is. Kovel zeh eini yedei mahu. Ikavel de avdetnan. Are we talking about? Let's say it's like a chosim that they put on the clothing of an eved to show he's an eved. It's like a badge of an eved to show that he's an eved. And we're saying that he's allowed to go out, she's allowed to go out in Shiravim, Shifcha, whoever, allowed to go out in Shiravim with this badge. That you're not allowed to go out in Shiravim with this badge. You're not allowed to go out with this. And I have a kippah shel tzemer, but a kippah shel tzemer, which would be another tzad that's pshat in kavlo, shaper dami, that's mutter. That means kippah shel tzemer is put under their head covering. They put like a bathing cap type idea at a tzemer, and that way mutter go out. Because since you have to uncover, you have to get this out. So therefore won't be a problem to go out a kippah shel tzemer. So it means kavlo. We're not sure if it means kavlo da avdo or kippah shel tzemer. We are not sure either. The Isser in the Mishnah is daf kavod da'avda, but kippah shel tzemer, since it covers you here, shaper dami tzmuter. Or maybe, Yodoma, kippah shel tzemer tanan. The Isser of kavla is even the head covering. And Rashi explains, because you maybe could pull it out somehow without uncovering your head. But choshkin kavod da'avda. And of course, a kavod da'avda, which is like a badge that the avodim wear, that yizicha can't go out with on Shabbos. Amravo, Mistavra, Commandi Omar, Kippah Shot Semer Tan. Mistavra, like the Mandi Omar, Kippah Shot Semer. And why is it Mistavra? Because we're talking about halachas of ladies going out with ornaments. And we start talking about Chesomas of Eved, badges of Avadim. Doesn't make sense. So therefore, it makes sense that we're talking about a dafka, even Kippah Shot Semer. We're saying you're not allowed to go out with. And it must be the reason is because you might be able to take it out from under the hair. Just a question you have to ask is that it's mevuyah in the Mishnah that kavel is mutter in the chatzah, just otter as a shiravim. We spoke out in the Mishnah. The reason is because we wanted to have some kind of ornament for a husband. But if kavla means a eved, so why do we allow it in the chatzah? So Tosfos asks this kasha. Tosfos asks that why is it mutter? So Tosfos answers that if he didn't wear it the whole day, and she'll look like a ben chayrim, so then the master might get angry at him, and they'll think that he or she is trying to be married, trying to get out of it. Therefore, there are matter that they could wear in the chatzah upon him, the kav. That's one of the terutzim, and there's other terutzim to this kasha. But upon him, the Gemara is coming out that kavul means a kippah shel tzemer. The tayin amahach. We're talking about the brayse like that. Yoytzi isha v'kavul uve'istama lechatzah. Each is allowed to go out with a kavel and an istma in the chotzer, but not the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And we'll see what istma means in a second. Rav Shimon Lozo Eimer, af a kavel Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. She's allowed to go out Rosh Hashanah Rabbim also with a kavel. Klal Rav Shimon Lozo, kol shehula matam el shvacha, anything that's placed under the head covering Yetzibay, because they're not worried she's going to take it off because she's going to uncover her head. Kol shehula matam el shvacha, Yetzibay, anything that's above the shvacha, that you're not allowed to go out because she might take it off to show it to a friend. And since you see Rav Shimon Lozo says, that's mutter, and he says the reason is why? Because it's under the head covering. So you see, kavul means the thing that's under the head covering, and the Tana Kama holds that it's aser. So that's pshat amish. Also, kavul means the head covering, and our Tana Kama also holds that it's aser. And then the kavachomer, the eved can go out with the batch. Now it says in this braisa, istima. What is istima? My istima. What's this tachsha called istima? Omravo bizyoine. It's bizyoine. My bizyoine. Omabai, omarav, kalya pruche. It's this little hat that they use to cover the hairs that stick out on the head covering, like the end of the head covering. And I saw in the Perish Chai, the way they make a picture, it looks like a band. Like, you know, some people wear a band sheitel, it goes over the head, that's what it means. Like a band that goes over and covers the hair that's sticking out. That's what kalya pruche means. And we're saying that you also can't go out, that also is machlokes, if you let it go out with it or not. According to Tanakam, it only got out lechotzer, and not l'shiravim. According to Shimon Loza, since it's l'maisa, I guess, matcha of Shimon Loza augurs. This augurs on kavel. He won't augur on istama, because istama, l'maisa, goes above the head covering. Right? Shimon Loza will not argue on that. He'll only argue on kavel, because kavel is below the head covering, and this is above the head covering. Tana Rabbana, shloish advarim nemra v'istama. There are three halachas that were said by this istama, this covering, this band that covers the hair. It seems like it was not made out of like a regular sew. It wasn't sewn as a beged. It was made out of a thick piece of material that they made from different pieces of tzemer and pishtin that they smashed together and made it into this band. So these things, there's three things said by it. Ein bei mishum kalayim, no isser kalayim. Kalayim is only isser by begodim that are shua, tova, venuz. It has to be spun, it has to be woven and sewn. It's only by that type of beged. But a piece of wool attached together is no Isser Kalayim. The Einim Atam Ben Negom is also no Isser Negom. The Negom have the same halachas as Kalayim, that anything that can't have Kalayim can't have Negom either. The Ein Yoytzim HaShirabim, you can't go out of Shirabim because you might take it off to show it to your friend. I guess they used to make these bands in different nice designs, and you'll take it off to show it to your friend, therefore it's a problem of Yitzah. Another halacha about this. Af Ein Mishum Atras Kalas. There's a halacha that they made a gzeira after the Churban Abayis. They wanted to make different things to remember Zeichel Churban. They said they shouldn't go out with these special, very exciting crowns of B'yom Chupas, and the Chassam shouldn't go out with these crowns. So maybe you would think that you're not allowed to go out with this kishut, with this ornament called the Pruche Kalyo, because it's such a pretty thing. But Lamaisa was saying that it's mutter to go out with this. This is not Bechlal the Isser for a Kala to wear a crown. Ein b'mishum atras kalas.